A Seattle group seeking a $15 an hour minimum wage has filed paperwork to put the issue to voters. The move aims to increase pressure on Mayor Ed Murray and the city council to pass a measure this year, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
A mayor's advisory group is already wrestling with a plan for how and when to increase Seattle's minimum wage, but some advocates want a backup plan. On Monday, a group called 15 Now launched a charter amendment campaign to raise city wages. Jess Speer is campaign manager.
This would be on the November ballot if, in June, the city council does not pass something that, you know, brings all workers to 15 without needless delay and without the unnecessary loopholes that big business is really lobbying for.
The campaign will need to collect more than 30,000 signatures to make the ballot. Its proposal lays out two timelines to raise the minimum wage. For employers with 250 or more workers, the $15 minimum would start next year. At smaller businesses, the higher wage would be phased in over 3 years. Some business owners have said the higher wages could force them to cut staff or close down altogether. Hillary Stern is director of Casa Latina, a small nonprofit in Seattle. It recently adopted its own $15 minimum. Stern called the switch financially tough, but also necessary.
It was a one-time hit for us, and then we just budgeted it in, and it does increase the burden that I have to fundraise more, but other than that, we didn't have to do any cutbacks.
The mayor's advisory group is not expected to call for an immediate wage hike. Its recommendation is due by early May. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.